By the McCain Performance Series at Kansas State University. Kids 18 and under get tickets for half price. Visit the McCain Performance Series website for the latest news on the best shows in the Flint Hills.
And good morning. It's now 9:37, and joining us on KMAN's In Focus next, Todd Holmberg, the director of McCain Auditorium. And Todd, you're not in Manhattan today. We're talking to you via phone.
I'm in L.A. And we're certainly here.
L.A.
Los Angeles.
I've heard of that.
I've heard of it, yeah.
What are you doing in L.A.?
Big city. Well, I'm actually here with a bunch of arts donors from Manhattan. We're having a great time.
All right.
I'm showing them how to experience the arts in unique ways, Los Angeles style.
Well, there's lots of arts in unique ways in the Manhattan and K-State style coming up with the 2019-2020 McCain Performance Series. I saw the list come out this morning, and you teased me on one. And I got to tell you, this, I think, is your strongest lineup that I've ever seen.
I think it's a pretty good one. It's really eclectic. I think there's something for everybody. There's some big names in there. There's classical. There's jazz. There's singing, opera. Lots of musicals. I think it's wonderful.
You got some comedy too.
Oh my gosh, you're probably talking about Steve Martin and Martin Short.
That too.
I cannot wait for that show.
I have wanted to see that show for the last couple of years. They've been in, you know, Kansas City, Wichita, and all kinds of other places. Haven't had a chance to, but I've already got that date on my calendar, September 22nd, which is a Sunday.
Well, Dave, I've not only wanted to see that show, I wanted to book that show for about 3-4 years, and I finally got them this year. So it's probably my most important get of my career.
Really? Even over Yo-Yo Ma?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. These guys are hard to get, and they're kind of expensive too. So,
well, they are iconic in the world of comedy.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we've got another comedian, Ken Jeong.
I know that's going to be hilarious. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, yeah. He's been in all those movies. Oh gosh, Knocked Up and The Hangover.
The Hangovers. Yep.
Yeah, and he's just a really interesting guy. I don't know if your listeners know, but he graduated from Duke with a medical degree, and he was a practicing doctor for many years, and he did stand-up on the side here in the L.A. area, actually. And I'm not sure how he transitioned into movies, but he started off as a stand-up comedian, so we're going to get to see that here in Manhattan.
Your first show is Sunday, September 8th, with a group that I just loved ever since, you know. Oh, goodness gracious. I've got Will the Circle Be Unbroken on vinyl still. That was a 3-LP set with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Oh, that's funny. When I did my season preview party for some donors at McCain Auditorium, I played Mr. Bojangles. I played a video of them, and I asked everybody to stand up, and everybody knew the words, and that was probably the show where I got the most applause, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. So yeah, really looking forward to that one.
You know, in 87 they had Fishing in the Dark, which is, you know, their biggest hit, which is huge in the country music world. But you know, my fondness for Nitty Gritty Dirt Band goes back way before that. So, and you got some other great country performances coming up with Travis Tritt.
Yeah, Travis Tritt is another big one. I think a lot of your listeners may have seen him at the Country Stampede.
Yep.
So it'll be fun to see him, you know, inside, you know, a smaller venue. He's one of the big ones. And you know, going back to Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, you know, they could be credited as, you know, pretty much starting the whole, you know, country rock movement. So we got a little bit of the old and Travis Tritt will come in and kind of wrap that part up.
The one that I'm probably as excited about as anything is one of my all-time favorites, and that is John Hiatt.
Oh, John Hiatt.
I've been a fan of his for about 30 years now. Can't wait for that. I've seen him a couple of times.
Yeah, he'll be a lot of fun. He's October 16th, actually, at 7:30. Yeah, he has been a partner, just a songwriting partner with so many people that you know you can hardly name everybody. Bonnie Raitt and Bob Dylan, and he's just so many people cover his songs, and so a lot of people don't really know him as a performer himself. You know, he's mostly been behind the scenes with all these important people, but he's a brilliant performer himself.
I think he's one of the great songwriters of our day.
Yeah, he is.
Well, what are some of the highlights? Oh, and then also the Oak Ridge Boys with the Christmas tour. I'm there.
That's right. Yeah, we had them at McCain a few years ago. And so some people are saying, well, you know, why are you bringing them back? And I said, well, they didn't do the Christmas show. You haven't seen a Christmas show until you've seen the Oak Ridge Boys do their Christmas show.
Yeah. Well, you've got a tremendous lineup, and there's other types of genres of music, and let's just touch base on some of them. Early on in your season, you got the four tenors.
Yeah, four Italian tenors. They're going to do a salute to the four great Italian tenors, Enrico Caruso, Mario Lanza, Luciano Pavarotti, and Andrea Bocelli. So it's going to be an evening of just opera greats. From the great tenors, you know, the kind of tenor operas that you sing in the shower, Dave, I'm sure.
That's not quite the genre that I sing in the shower, if I were to sing in the shower.
Yeah, but it's the type of show where you're going to go and you're going to, you know, recognize all of the opera arias that they're going to sing. And they do a good job of really engaging with the audience and having a lot of fun. They're four young guys, you know, I think handpicked, by Bocelli, actually. So they're just all wonderful.
What are some other highlights that you'd like to share this morning? And we've got through the rest of the hour, so we're going to be able to touch base on everybody.
Well, we've got another thing I'm excited about is a group called the Kingdom Choir. And people have probably heard of the Kingdom Choir. They just don't know that they've heard of them, because when Prince Harry and Meghan Markle got married, you know, at the royal wedding, they got all kinds of news coverage. And usually in that news coverage was this choir. They were singing Stand By Me. And so they were very popular to be invited to sing at that wedding anyway. And then they got all this worldwide attention after the wedding, and so Sony signed them immediately, and they just released their first album in November, I believe. And so now they've risen to international stardom. So I decided to scoop them up as quick as I could, because they're going to be, I think, a pretty big name here pretty soon.
That's quite a coup for you to get them.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. You've had a lot of coups on this one.
A lot of great shows in this season. It's just hard to pick out shows to talk about. There's another one I'm excited about early on in the season is the Sudi Garrido Flamenco Dance Theater. And Sudi is the daughter of two very famous flamenco dancers. So she really knows the traditional art form of flamenco. But she takes that art form and kind of pushes the boundaries and really makes it enjoyable for, you know, more of a modern audience. So I'm excited about that one. And on the 13th of October, there's this group called Russian Renaissance. And they play four traditional Russian folk instruments. And I can't pronounce any of them, but they are just virtuosic on those instruments. They won $100,000 in this chamber music competition. And if you were to watch one of their videos on YouTube, you can see why in the first 15 seconds of just hearing this group. They're just incredibly virtuosic. So I can't wait for that.
All right.
And we talked about John Hyatt and Ken Jeong. There's another group I'm really excited about, Diavolo.
We've talked about Diavolo here on In Focus with some folks coming in from that.
Yeah, Diablo is they're an LA based group. In fact, I'm taking my donors to see their studio on Sunday night to talk with their choreographer, Jacques Heim. And Jacques Heim is one of the most important choreographers in the world. Actually, he choreographed a show in Las Vegas called Ka, which is a Cirque du Soleil show, and that's known as one of the most technologically advanced live shows in the Western Hemisphere. So he designed that show, he choreographed that show, and so if you were to see that show in Las Vegas and then see his show with Diablo, you'll recognize some of the same kind of movements. They do a lot of stunt work, a lot of daredevil work. They were recently on America's Got Talent for just several weeks, and so they did very, very well. And they're actually doing a piece called Trajectoire here in Manhattan, which a lot of your listeners will probably recognize because they saw them do it on America's Got Talent. It's that piece where it looks like they have this giant boat that rocks back and forth on stage, and then they dive off the boat and they catch each other and they do flips in the air and all kinds of really fascinating daredevil things. So that's going to be a fascinating show.
All right, we got one more. Well, we got a couple of more. Let's round out the rest of 2019, then we'll take a break and come back with your 2020 events.
Sure. Well, we got 42 Feet. That's November 19th. It's not 42nd Street, but it's 42 Feet. So that's a circus show. And the reason they named it 42 Feet is that's the diameter of the ring in a circus. So they're doing a show called Mechanical Marvels, A Menagerie of Mechanical Marvels by Cirque Mechanic. So that'll be a fun and unique circus show. And then rounding out 2019 is A Swingin' Little Christmas with Jane Lynch and Kate Flannery. A lot of people know Jane Lynch from shows like Glee and movies with Will Ferrell. And then Kate Flannery played Meredith in the show The Office, and it's a musical show. They're going to do a lot of singing, a lot of joking around on stage, and the man who's running the quintet is Tony Guerrero, who was the musical director on Glee. So you can imagine how good the music is going to be, and you can imagine how funny it's going to be if you know anything about Jane Lynch and Kate Flannery.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And then Travis Tritt rounds out your schedule in December on the 13th. When we come back from our break, Todd Holmberg with McCain Auditorium, we're going to review your schedule for 2020. It seems strange to be talking about 2020, doesn't it?
It does. I know.
Yeah. Live from Los Angeles, Todd Holmberg. And we return with more on K-Man's In Focus, talking about the McCain Performance Series coming up.
The K-Man Morning Show is brought to you by Manhattan Meat Market.